Yo. All right, it's 10:17. I've been up for like a little while. I got up, I couldn't sleep, I was feeling kind of shitty, so I went and ran. First, it was just an instinct. Well, it wasn't an instinct, I don't know. It was like, I need to just move, or I'm just gonna lay in bed. And I should have recorded first, but I didn't. But I'm glad running's out of the way. Ran 3.5 miles. And it's like 10:18. Jacqueline's still asleep. So that's why I was gonna record on the voice on the H4N and do calls today, but I didn't I don't know, I didn't want to wake her up. And I used to wake her up all the time with the show. I know, you know what I noticed? This is because I was just getting ready to record, and just went on SoundCloud. Nobody's listening. I mean, there's like very few people. It used to be a lot more people listening. Maybe it's because of the summer. I mean, I find it somewhat comforting. Nobody's listening, or there's just like a still, enough that it's worth, I guess, talking. But it's like, whoa, it dropped off. I mean, I don't blame people for dropping off. It's every day. It's a little overwhelming. It's never very good. Do I think that summer shows have been fine? Yes. But I think really fine is about as good as they've gotten. Maybe the first couple of weeks, there might have been a good maybe. But now it's nothing. I think I talk about the show less. That's good. Not even right now I'm talking about it, but overall, I talk about it less. Sorry, yesterday I was yelling about Trump so much. I was just so angry. But still angry, but I'm not gonna yell about it anymore. And I don't think I'll, try not to bring it up. So I guess I'll do the news, and then I'll put it up, and then a few people will listen to it, and maybe a fraction of those will enjoy it. I don't know. I don't know who's listening anymore. I might try to. There really might be some changes, or really, if we dip below a certain point, I guess I still gotta do it. I still gotta do it for till I get to that 365. Then I can make a decision. At 365, all right, if there is the listenership that we have at 193, say 193, I guess, then we're done. If we don't have a, like, I don't need to be breaking records, but I need to feel like I got some kind of a listenership to keep going at that point. But we got a bunch more to go. So who knows what could happen between now and then. This is it's a crazy world right now. It's always a crazy world, but it seems a little bit crazy. Everything changes all the time. So I think there might be some future for this show. Maybe not in its current form. Its current form is not great. But there might be some future. We'll see. Apple blocks Apple Pay support on sites promoting white nationalism and hate groups. Oh, yeah. I think they should, but I think that's. But they should allow for porn sites. Apple Pay, quit being such prudes. You like Apple? We don't want to have porn on our phone. Guess what? There's porn on the phone. It's called the internet. Can't stop it. KKK denied. It's like everything's white supremacy in the news, you know. Big news stories. KKK denied permit to burn cross atop symbolic mountain in Georgia. Well, I would say that is good. I don't think you should be able to just, you know, it's that sounds dangerous, first of all, and I don't know if that is that under free. Well, you say burning flags under free speech, and I'm for that. I'm not really for burning the flag in the sense that I'm not burning one, but I'm not. I don't feel like it should be legal. Burning a cross, I guess. In that logic, shouldn't be illegal. I just think it's terrible because of what it means. But on a mountain, and do it on a mountain in public, on a mountain, I don't know. Seems a little. Like I said, it sounds at least dangerous, and you know, fuck the KKK. Why are they still around? God. Zoo animals stolen to be eaten amid Venezuela shortage. Fuck, man. I know we're freaking out here about, like, our country's going crazy. And in Venezuela, it is really fucking banana. Like, they are stealing animals from the zoo to eat. Crazy. Whew. I don't think it would take a lot to get us to that, to Venezuela. I wonder, but it's possible. It's got to be possible. But yeah, we got a ways to go. Blood test finds cancer before symptoms start. Man, we're going to beat cancer. Once we beat cancer, we're just going to fucking live forever. I want to live forever. I don't want to die. I don't understand these people. Like, I'm not afraid to die. Oof, scares the shit out of me. Don't even know. Sorry, air conditioner kicked in. Yeah, I really don't want to die, is my point. So let's find that cancer. Stomp it out. Possessions of small amount of narcotics. Now minor offense in Oregon. And they're pretty chill up there in Oregon, I think. They got a lot of hate group. Well, they got a lot of fucking woods, hillbillies and such. But then they got like fucking Portland, which if the television show Portlandia is any indication, very liberal. That's all I know. I've never been there. I know they make Adidas there. Well, they probably make Adidas somewhere in a factory and fucking wherever they can exploit child labor, but they have a headquarters there. Is that what they do with Adidas? I gotta look into that. Because I like Adidas. I have a pair. It's my daily shoe. Let's see where we are. Okay, we'll do a couple more. I'm having fun today. Even if, maybe it's because nobody's listening. Podcast like nobody's listening? Ugh, why did I say that? That's terrible. That's the worst thing I've ever said. Racist Daily Stormer moves to Russia. Russian domain after losing .com address. Well, I ain't going no matter what their .dot whatever .com .org .russia whatever they what do they do .rus. Fuck that. I've never been on that Daily Stormer business. Man, SeaWorld, Another killer whale dies after suffering from bacterial infection for 10 years. Man, I was so mad at them after I saw Blackfish. I was so mad at them. And I remember tweeting at them and being mad. And then it just kind of goes away and they're still SeaWorld. But that's fucking... And then baby dolphin dies after being passed around for selfies with tourists. Where was this? Jesus. Busy Spanish beach. Ah, oh, terrible. Baby dolphin. Poor baby dolphin. These people are shit. People with their, have a little respect. All right, let's. Man, it's all Nazi stuff. North Carolina woman confronts man flying Nazi flag at his home. Comedian sues neo-Nazi Daily Stormer as site resurfaces from dark web. Racist Daily Stormer goes down again. What's this? Far right is planning 9 rallies nationwide this weekend alone. I tell you, I ain't going anywhere near any of that shit. Those people. I honestly, I understand why people counter protest, but I honestly feel like if nobody ever showed up or paid any attention to them and act like they didn't exist. I mean, like when they do that, I mean, you should, like, people should fight against racism and all that stuff. But when they try to cause like a ruckus, if nobody like fucking fed into their shit, I feel like it might upset them. Like they think they're happy when there's like a fucking chaos, you know, because there's such pieces of shit. But I don't know, maybe you gotta counter protest now because it's like this, you gotta show that you're not afraid of them. I don't know. But if you're going to counter protest at any of these, be careful. That's what I would say. And if you're a white nationalist, I prefer you don't listen to this show. I know it's probably hard to find entertainment as a white nationalist. You know, because most quality entertainers don't agree with your worldview. You know, there's not a lot of music for you, and the music that exists is not good. I mean, Nazi rock is worse than Christian rock. You know, it's really bottom of the barrel. Because if they had any talent, they're not doing Nazi music. They're trying to make it. It's really not, I mean, there's no movies really for you that I can think of that are current. I guess if you like a Holocaust movie, if you don't, you know, maybe enjoy that stuff, you fucking sicko. But yeah, I'd rather you didn't listen to this show. But I don't think you're a white nationalist if you're listening. I'm pretty sure you're a swell person, and I like you, and I appreciate that you listen. And I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.